Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump insists his move to ban the entry of people from seven countries is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it's about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus is the White House chief of staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in U.S. cities and airports against Mr. Trump's travel ban. And the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, spoke through an interpreter, calling the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
U.S. federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. UN Food and Agriculture Organization warns with as little as one-fourth of the expected rainfall received, widespread drought conditions in the Horn of Africa have intensified. This leaves more than 17 million people in crisis and emergency food insecurity. This is VOA News. The head of the mosque in Quebec City, Canada, said a shooting there late on Sunday killed six people, wounded eight others. Police said two suspects were arrested. No motive is known right now. In June of 2016, a pig's head was left on the doorstep of the same mosque. A member of the U.S. military was killed, three others wounded during a raid against al-Qaeda militants in central Yemen that left at least 14 people dead, the militants. It is the first anti-terror military operation ordered by President Trump. White House statement said that the successful raid against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula captured important intelligence that will assist the U.S. in preventing terrorism. President Trump has said his administration will move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voice support for the move. He said his position has always been that the U.S. Embassy should be in Israel's capital, Jerusalem, but such a move would, according to Palestinians, jeopardize the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Currently, no country has an embassy in Jerusalem. White House says President Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days reaching out by telephone to a number of world leaders. He talked with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, the South Korea's acting president, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Trump also spoke with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We are very, very close friends and very strong and trusted allies. The relationship between the United States and Australia gets stronger all the time, and I have no doubt it will be stronger and deeper and more engaged during his administration.
In a much-anticipated call, Mr. Trump also spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin, agreeing to cooperate in defeating the Islamic State and work for peace in Syria and throughout the world. A legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling National League for Democracy was shot and killed. Happened outside the country's busiest airport after he was returning from a government-led trip to Indonesia. Unidentified lone gunman killed the veteran lawyer Ko Ni, and two others were injured in front of the main terminal at the Yangon International Airport. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.